From the beginning, the steel tariffs were meant to be a temporary measure to help a weakened steel industry regain its footing to better compete with foreign steel interests. To find out how the steel industry has fared in the 21 months since President Bush imposed the tariffs, we're joined by David Wessel. He's Deputy Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal's Washington office. Mr. Wessel, when the tariffs were imposed, the steel industry had endured a wave of bankruptcies and plant closings, in large part due to foreign competition. What's happened since then? How's the landscape changed?
Well, the landscape looks quite a bit better. The steel tariffs had one predictable effect, which is they raise the price of imported steel in the United States. That meant that the steel companies are more profitable. There have been a number of mergers, and through the bankruptcy process, they've gotten some much better, from the company's point of view, labor contracts. So the steel industry is in better shape than it was in March 2002 when the president imposed these tariffs.
One thing we've seen with all this downsizing is the emergence of these so-called mini mills. Where do they fit into this landscape?
Well, the mini mills are very interesting because it helps underscore the point that it wasn't all imports that hurt the big old steel companies, U.S. Steel, Bethlehem Steel, and the like. That the steel industry has gone through an amazing transformation, and these mini mills, some of which actually were against tariffs initially but then later came around and decided they were for them, have really given the big companies a run for their money and in effect have made it impossible for them to survive without changing their whole way of organization.
The steel industry has been described as one of recurring crisis, and in recent years it's been almost Darwinian. Only the strongest companies have survived. But are those companies really able to stand up against foreign competitors?
Well, the steel industry globally has confronted a big problem for some time, which is there's too much steelmaking capacity. And the argument for tariffs was that the reason there was so much capacity around the world was that other governments were subsidizing their steel companies. No government was willing to close its mills, and the government of the United States decided in almost a game of chicken that if other countries wouldn't close their mills, then it would protect its mills. There's no doubt that the global steel industry is going to have to change, and that the tariffs have bought the American companies a little time. But increased productivity in steelmaking, particularly in really modern foreign mills, is going to continue to put pressure on the U.S. companies once the tariffs come off.
There was the hope, but not necessarily the guarantee, that these tariffs might last the entire 3 years. Did the companies use that time well?
I think some did and some didn't. But the fundamentals of the steel tariffs were largely political and not so much economic. There were other ways to help the American steel industry cope with change, but none of them were quite as politically appealing as standing up to foreigners and slapping on tariffs and getting cheers of steelworkers for a Republican president.
Several steel companies are still mired in bankruptcy, and without the protection of these tariffs, might they have trouble now with the creditors and their investors?
Well, they might, but the amount of steel being imported to the United States has fallen quite a bit in the last year, and the changes in the value of the dollar have also helped the steel companies. But I think it's worth asking the question, not how will the steel companies be affected, but how will the U.S. economy as a whole been affected? And we know that there are an awful lot of people who use steel, companies that use steel, workers who make things with steel, and consumers who buy things that have steel in it, that have been disadvantaged by the tariffs and may actually be better off if the tariffs are lifted. So whatever pain is caused to the steel industry may be more than offset by gains elsewhere in the economy.
So 6 months, a year from now, if we want to look back and gauge how effective these tariffs are or how it's impacted the economy, what will you be looking to?
I think the thing to look for is the pace of change in the steel industry. Does the steel industry emerge from this episode stronger, more competitive? Or did they just use this time to build some profits, fatten up their pension plans for executives, and then they're back in the same problem 2 or 3 years later? As you pointed out, this is an industry that has come to the government for help repeatedly over the last several decades. And at some point, one has to ask, why should this industry be treated so much differently than others that have had to go through change without so much government help?
Thanks so much.
A pleasure.
David Wessel is Deputy Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal's Washington office.